Let's bring in Stuart Jackson on this, who's the Conservative MP for Peterborough. Very good morning to you. Good morning. Matthew Shearman is also with us, a journalist and political editor of the online youth magazine Europe and Me. Stuart Jackson, do you first of all accept that assessment from the professor that actually it's all been a huge success, both sides, everything wonderful?
Well, I think the difference is that if you're a Polish person and hitherto over the last 8 years you've gone to large cities like Manchester, Bristol, London particularly, then you're more likely to have good skills, high wage, and the sort of things that will contribute to the UK economy very strongly. And therefore, that's good for the country. And I accept that the vast majority of people have come for the right reasons. They've provided for their family. They want a better life. And that's absolutely right. And I'm aware that there is a very strong historical link.
Yeah.
I mean, I originally was a councillor in West London, and Ealing, I think, had the largest number of Polish people in the UK.
I'm feeling a big old but coming along there.
But the but is that because Labour failed to put these transitional controls in 2004 under the Free Movement Directive, they didn't prepare properly for the huge numbers that were going to come, and the impact on smaller towns and cities like Boston, like King's Lynn, in particular Peterborough, on the delivery of core public services like education, housing and health. And I think that has been the problem, the lack of preparedness, the huge money spent, for instance, on translation and interpretation. And also, I think the fact that the skill levels in our area, for instance, which is horticulture, agriculture, food processing and packaging, has not actually added greatly to the footprint, because remitting money back to Poland, Lithuania, etc., has not fed in necessarily to the economy. And yet we've had to provide a very significantly larger number of people with public services.
Yeah.
So everyone has basically won out, except my local constituents as taxpayers.
So Peterborough, and I mean the Peterboroughites who were there before the polls, you think they have suffered?
Peterborians.
Thank you very much. I've just invented a whole new classification that doesn't exist. Let's split what you've said into two parts, if I may, and we'll bring Matthew Sheehan in on the money situation, because that's oft quoted, that, you know, there's a lot of money that's being made, but it's been sent out of the country, so we don't benefit at all from that. But just on these controls, because you've mentioned that in 2004 Labour put no controls in on the immigration that took place. What controls exactly can be put in place? Because I've myself heard from very high up members of your party that they can't even begin to estimate how many people might come in wave of immigration, and it's very, very difficult to stem the flow.
One thing I found really frustrating is that my own government have known about this, the coalition government have known about this for years, that this would happen, and it seems they're playing catch-up. They haven't been prepared to publish the numbers of likely people that would avail themselves of their treaty rights to come here from Bulgaria and Romania, and they haven't really properly coordinated, for instance, with local authorities to look at the future actions necessary.
Well, even if they had lots of time to coordinate it, there ain't no money, so what exactly would they have been able to coordinate?
The Free Movement Directive, and you'll obviously be aware that on the 31st of October, my bill, the Free Movement Directive Disapplication Bill, got a second reading in the House of Commons, which was not to repeal the Free Movement Directive, but to use it for the benefit of the UK. So my point is that I'm not against European immigration per se, but I think it's the fundamental right of the UK to control who comes here. So we should have high wage, high skill people with the employment history to make a contribution. We should keep out people that are going to be a drain on public resources, and keep out criminals and those sort of people.
Okay, I know I'm going to bring Matthew